from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, October 18th, 2021. Port Tampa Bay has officially welcomed its first cruise ship back to guest operations since the industry shutdown. Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas sailed from the port on Saturday, Tampa's first cruise ship departure since March 14th of 2020. The vessel is now on a five-night Bahamas cruise. For the fall and winter season, Serenade will operate mostly four- and five-night Caribbean voyages. And in the 3 months since Carnival Cruise Line has resumed passenger service, the line and its guests has raised $295,000 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Carnival brand ambassador John Heal announced the news in a Facebook post late last week, saying, quote, "We want to say a huge thank you to all of you for the incredible generosity you show every time you cruise. On every Carnival cruise, the line hosts a Groove for St. Jude dance party to raise funds for St. Jude. As of 2019, Carnival had already raised over $18 million for the Children's Hospital." And finally, Holland America Line has announced the godmother for its new ship, Rotterdam. It'll be Her Royal Highness Prince Margaret of the Netherlands. The line's connection to the reigning House of the Netherlands goes back to nearly a century, with a number of royal family members having named its ships over the decades. Rotterdam's maiden voyage will be a 14-night transatlantic cruise to Fort Lauderdale on October 20th. She'll then spend the rest of the fall and winter sailing the Caribbean. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 0.25%, 23.67. Royal Caribbean down 0.7%, 86.32. And Norwegian down 0.25%, 26.53. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.